Las Vegas remains an undisputed hub for sports betting fans. As sports betting becomes increasingly legal across the U.S., with 36 states and Washington, D.C., all having taken the plunge, the pastime is arguably more popular than it's ever been before. Unrivaled sports betting destination. Las Vegas bookmakers say the entertainment capital of the world remains the undisputed destination for sports bettors. Even as sports betting expands within new markets, the venues and facilities in those places just don't compare to Las Vegas, said Jay Cornegay, executive vice president at Westgate Superbook. A new season of NFL viewing begins this weekend. Quote, in Las Vegas, you have the 360-degree experience. You have top restaurants, top chefs, top shows, entertainment across the board. So, you could come in for the game and enjoy so many other things all within a 10-block radius. And that's something that I don't think will ever be replicated. I've talked to a lot of guests that have come in from newly legalized states, and they said as soon as they started betting, one of their goals was to come to Las Vegas and enjoy a weekend here. Jay Cornegay, executive vice president at Westgate Superbook. Though many Las Vegans might worry that other markets will take business away from the city's sportsbooks, Cornegay said that hasn't been the case. In fact, he said, the widespread legalization of sports betting only seems to be expanding Las Vegas' reach. Jimmy Vaquero, a longtime Las Vegas bookmaker and sports marketing director at South Point, said that, even with most states having legalized sports betting, it hasn't hurt Las Vegas revenue from the industry. Related. Vermont becomes latest state to legalize online sports betting. Since the growth of sports betting elsewhere, he said, Las Vegas has had to make more space for new sports bettors. It's undeniable that Americans love sports, and they love betting on those sports, especially football, Cornegay said. Sports betting has grown so popular that it's now a $20 billion business, he said, with estimates showing that number reaching $200 billion in the future. Entertainment beyond wagering. Sports betting is an exciting way for people to get invested in even the most boring of matchups, so they spend a whole game cheering or lamenting at the TV, he said, emphasizing that sports betting is a great form of entertainment as long as it's just that, and not a way of paying the bills. Vaquero echoed Cornegay's sentiment, noting that Las Vegas is still the forerunner when it comes to entertainment, and can offer a long weekend of events and activities unlike any other market. Quote, I'm not saying the other places, the other states, wouldn't do that. But they're all catching up. We've been doing this. But now, with it expanding to other states and other jurisdictions, it feels like that dark cloud has certainly lightened up. And I think it's making Vegas more attractive, especially when they have major league teams coming here. There's still going to be that attraction. I think it's also going to introduce sports gaming to new players that have never even thought about coming to Las Vegas, but once they experience it, enjoy it, eventually will make a trip to Las Vegas. Jimmy Vaquero, sports marketing director at South Point. Sports betting's popularity is certainly a sharp contrast from just a few years ago, when Cornegay said sports betting, and even being a bookmaker like himself, was still relatively taboo. For a long time, he said, there was a dark cloud over Las Vegas because of its openness to sports betting, which prevented the city from becoming home to major pro sports teams or even being permitted to advertise during the Super Bowl. Las Vegas dominance unshaken. The growth of sports betting has ultimately benefited Las Vegas, Cornegay said, not hurt it. One industry development that could make a notable dent in the number of sports bettors traveling to Las Vegas. The legalization of sports betting in California, though, remains in flux. Even if California did legalize sports betting, however, Cornegay said he doesn't believe San Francisco, San Diego, or any of the state's other major cities would be able to emulate Las Vegas.